Dr. Van Ittersom, you've been instrumental as a consultant to the development of EMR imaging. What are the differences between EMR imaging and other electronic medical record systems?
Well, there are several problems with the practical use of other available systems, and these really can be broken down into the data entry component and then the chart management component. Considering the data entry component first, really so far, there's nothing that's as efficient as transcription. Data entry using the other available EMR systems is cumbersome to the point where you can dramatically reduce the number of patients that you're able to see in a day. I've known physicians that have gone from seeing, 65 patients in a day to only being able to see 40 to 45 patients in a day because of implementing an EMR system that requires them to sit at a computer terminal and type in the information rather than dictate it. Some other EMR systems also limit the versatility of how you can work. That is, they force you to fit your patients into the software's parameters and the software's limitations. The second aspect of EMR systems is the chart management component. Many other systems are organized dramatically differently than current medical charts. And while there have been some improvements, they can be confusing, and all of them require that everyone be trained to understand a substantially different system. Additionally, not all doctors want to work the same way. At the University of Michigan, we did several pilot studies of EMR systems, and a lot of them failed because not all the doctors wanted to document a given patient encounter in exactly the same way. One of the great things about EMR imaging is that you can continue to document your patient encounters the way that you always have, and you're not limited by the software to how you can document a given chief complaint or how you can describe a given symptom. Now, the dirty little secret of the EMR industry is that with other systems, you still need to print out a paper copy of all the documentation and maintain a permanent separate paper file. They do this primarily because the electronic format that they use is potentially inadmissible in court. And the big concern is that with these other systems, during a malpractice case, you can't really prove that your note wasn't altered in your computer before you printed it out. Some software companies try to get around this by maintaining the charts on their own servers and not allowing any changes to be made to a note once it's entered. But the problem with this approach is that when you notice a legitimate mistake, you can't fix it without phoning the company, signing a legal release, and jumping through the rest of their hoops. EMR imaging avoids all these issues because their format has been proven legally admissible and maintains a record of any changes to the document. It's basically the equivalent of the single strike through in initials that we were all taught in medical school. Another big problem with other EMR systems is the actual ownership of your patient charts and the format of their files. With other systems, patient charts are in a proprietary format and can't migrate without legal vulnerability and expensive conversion costs. Furthermore, because the files are in their proprietary format, they can't be viewed or created on just any computer. You have to have their software installed. And this can be a problem when you have one system in your outpatient clinic and the hospital where you do consults doesn't use the same system. And some companies avoid this by making their files web-based, but unfortunately, when your connection goes down, so does your charting system. EMR Imaging, on the other hand, designed their system so that charts can be viewed from any computer anywhere using free Adobe Acrobat Reader, which now comes pre-installed on most machines.